I'm Rachel Cantoni with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Older adults living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia may be more susceptible to scams. Scam awareness is a complex mental task, and it's harder for those who have a condition that impacts memory, thinking, and behavior. An Alzheimer's Association study published in March of 2025 found that scam susceptibility was associated with early onset Alzheimer's disease. Loneliness and isolation are also risk factors for older adults who may be more willing to trust and befriend scam artists seeking their money or personal information. BBB recommends that older adults and their caregivers familiarize themselves with the common scams targeting older adults and make a plan for what to do if they receive a strange call or message. How can older adults avoid scams? If something feels off, tell someone you trust. Have a family member or a friend help you tell if a message is safe and legitimate. Don't give out any personal information. Never share private information like your social security number or Medicaid ID with a stranger over the phone or online. Pay and donate to familiar sources. Stick to charities and stores you know and trust. Be cautious about any unsolicited requests to donate to a new charity. Watch out for phone fraud. Scammers often impersonate government agents or bank employees. Remember that call IDs can be faked and that government agents won't make unsolicited calls. When in doubt, hang up and call the official source to verify who you are speaking with. Don't click on links in emails or text messages, especially if you don't know the sender. Scammers send phishing messages that look like they came from an official source, but actually contain dangerous links. Beware of urgent requests from strangers. Scammers might try to pressure you into an impulse decision or offer too good to be true deals. If someone wants you to spend money or do something immediately, take a step back. How can caregivers tell if a loved one is talking to a scammer? Watch out for warning signs. It may be time to check in with your loved one if they're receiving frequent junk or spam calls, making unfamiliar payments, acting secretive about phone calls or messages, or experiencing sudden financial trouble. Talk to your loved one. Help them be as prepared as possible. Discuss what common scams look like and encourage them to ignore suspicious messages or phone calls. Screen calls. Make sure your loved one has a working caller ID and answering machine. Advise them not to answer the phone for people they don't know, and remember that the caller ID can be spoofed. If someone is a frequent target for spam calls, you may need to help them change their phone number. Discuss financial security. In some cases, it may be helpful to have a calm discussion with your loved one about helping them secure their accounts and monitor their finances to prevent any identity scams. Again, I'm Rachel Cantoni with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.